Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment in Thoughts on Shavuos. We left off yesterday with the question, why does the Torah not directly connect the holiday of Shavuos to the scene, to the experience of God giving the Jewish people the Torah? The Torah does it for Pesach, the Torah does it for Sukkos. Why not for Shavuos? The Aruch HaShulchan gives a very interesting answer that I think is worthy of reflecting on over the course of the holiday. We have a famous idea that we, in our own thoughts, in our own hearts and minds, need to see the Torah as being newly given to us every day. I think we even touched on this idea earlier in the series, that every day we should look at the Torah with the same passion, excitement, appreciation for the messages that it conveys to us that apply today. The Aruch HaShulchan says if the Torah were to emphasize the fact that the Torah was given on Shavuos, it would take away from that broader message. The Torah emphasizes that the Jewish people were taken out of Egypt on Pesach because the Jewish people were taken out of Egypt only once. The Torah emphasizes that Sukkos is there to protect the Jews in the desert because the Jews had an extensive period of time in the desert, but then they got out of the desert. We need to always see ourselves as receiving the Torah anew. B'chol yom v'yom, as the famous quote from the Medrash says, Yu v'einecha kachadoshim, that each day the mitzvos of the Torah should be new in your mind. And therefore, we associate the holiday of Shavuos with offerings in the Beis HaMikdash. We associate the holiday of Shavuos with counting from Pesach. But heaven forbid to put too much of an emphasis on the Har Sinai scene on the actual holiday of Shavuos, because on some level that makes us think less about the relevance and newness of Torah each and every day of our lives. It's a very powerful thing to think about, and it certainly enriches our perspective when we thank God on Shavuos for giving us the Torah, of what it means that we have the Torah. That it really is, forgive the cliche, but it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it keeps on giving to us anew and anew and anew. That's a powerful thing to think about. A related question, a different question, but a related question, also about names and how we look at things. Traditionally, in the rabbinic literature about the holiday of Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos is called Atzeres. Atzeres literally means either a day of stopping, a day of, like, stopping from work, a day of gathering. In some of the Midrashic sources, Atzeres means don't leave God so quickly, stay, celebrate one more holiday. It's very interesting. The Torah does not refer to Shavuos as Atzeres. The day the Torah refers to as Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres, what we commonly think of as the last day of Sukkos. That the Torah refers to as Atzeres. In rabbinic literature, normally, Atzeres refers to Shavuos. Why is that? So the Kedushas Levi famously poses this question. One answer that he gives is just a technical answer. One of the possible meanings of the word Atzeres is that we're supposed to refrain from doing malacha. We're supposed to refrain from doing work. Both Pesach and Sukkos have intermediate days on which some type of malacha is permissible. Chalamoid. Shavuos is the one regel, is the one pilgrimage holiday that does not have any period on which malacha is permitted. We are allowed to cook on Shavuos, but that's a general rule for Yom Tovim. There's no Cholamoid, there's no intermediate days of Shavuos. So therefore, the Kedushas Levi suggests that's why in rabbinic literature it's called Atzeres, to highlight the fact that other types of malacha, of work, are not permitted at any point over Shavuos. But we'll give another answer by the Kedushas Levi tomorrow, God willing. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.